You've probably seen this phrase on bumper stickers, t-shirts, memes on the internet. If you're anything like me, super type A, a little more stressed out and anxiety-ridden majority of the time, then you've probably had someone tell it to you about 1,000 times. I want to talk today about just breathing. Now, I know what you're probably thinking. You're breathing as you're reading or watching this. Yes, you're literally taking 25,000 breaths per day. Our bodies are such incredible things that they can do that automatically and without us having to actually think about it. And breath is a super important part of our living bodies. The oxygen that's in the air that we breathe in literally nourishes every part of our body. But most of us spend majority of our day not taking a lot of that good, fresh, clean air in. We spend most of our day just shallow breathing. Breathing more intentionally and properly means that we're taking in more oxygen, which is allowing that oxygen to get to all the cells in our body. Air doesn't just come into your lungs, it actually goes into your cells through your circulation system. Every cell in your body inhales the oxygen and then exhales the carbon dioxide, a process known as respiration. Breathing is so important because our cells constantly need a new supply of fresh oxygen so that they can produce energy. Without this vital oxygen, your cells can get damaged, die, and you might actually be able to unbreathe your way into some diseases. In addition, all of our bodies have an unconscious part that is taking care of all sorts of our internal functions. A lot of those are controlled by hormones. And hormones, like your stress hormone, are directly correlated with that fight or flight mentality. That fight or flight mentality that a lot of us get into happen because of a lack of oxygen. So lack of oxygen could create more stress in our bodies, which can create a whole litany of long-term, really negative side effects. Long-term stress can increase the risk of high blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, all sorts of really not good stuff. So knowing how to breathe and really employing how to breathe properly is super important. So let's talk intentional breathing. When was the last time that you actually thought about the process of your breath? Inhaling in through your nose, your mouth, goes down your throat, into your lungs, circulates, then exhaling back out the same way. When was the last time you actually thought about that process? Now, there are some really huge benefits to becoming more intentional and mindful with your breath. Becoming more intentional and mindful with your breath can reduce a lot of physical symptoms, including disease prevention, anti-aging, and overall feelings of less stress. And becoming aware of your breath and really breathing can positively influence your mental and emotional well-being. Can increase your mental clarity, it can increase your energy, it can just make you feel a lot better. So, what do I mean when I talk about really breathing? I want to show you several ways that you can become more mindful and intentional with your breath. You can do these from anywhere. You can do them as many times a day as you want. I recommend you try to incorporate them into your daily practice at least a few times a day. Maybe over time, you'll just become more intentional and mindful with your breath naturally instead of actually having to do exercises to think about it. So, the first exercise is just mindful breathing, just becoming aware of the process of your breath. Just becoming aware of the oxygen being inhaled either through your mouth or through your nose, it going down your throat, into your chest, into your lungs. Maybe you let your belly expand a little with that inhale. And as you exhale, everything compresses back up and that carbon dioxide from the cells comes back out your mouth. Let's try a few together now. Incredible that your body's able to do that just on its own, isn't it? And 25,000 times a day naturally without you even having to think about it. The second exercise I want to teach you for resetting your breath is called box breathing or four square breathing. This is a really simple breathing technique. It helps you become more intentional and mindful with your breath. What we're going to do is inhale through the nose for a count of four. We're going to hold that inhale at the top, all the oxygen's in your body. We're going to hold that for a count of four as well. Then we're going to exhale through the mouth, same count of four. And then we're gonna hold that again for a count of four. Let's try three breaths together. When you're ready, inhale. Now hold. And let's try exhaling. And hold. Great, easy peasy. Let's do two more together. One more. Great. Notice how you feel. Any different? Any lighter? Any more energized? Practice that a few times a day, and you'll probably notice a pretty big boost in how you're feeling. The next exercise I want to teach you is called nose breathing. It's a really simple technique. You can do it anywhere. Again, I recommend multiple times a day. Usually we do this in cycles of 10. The concept is closing your nostrils one at a time and breathing in and out through each independent nostril. The whole key with this is just to make sure that you're still taking those nice big deep breaths, exhaling that same deep breath out, and just becoming more mindful of how your breath is going into your body and how your breath is going out. So we're going to use one hand to do this breathing technique. You're going to use primarily your thumb, your forefinger, your middle finger, and your ring finger. You're going to place your index finger and your middle finger onto your forehead, just like this. Your thumb is going to go on one nostril, and your ring finger is going to go on the other one here. We're going to practice breathing by closing either the thumb or the ring finger for different counts. We're going to start by closing your right nostril with the thumb. You might notice that the ring finger is lifted off here. And we're going to inhale through the left nostril for a count of four. From there, we're going to release the thumb and put down the ring finger so that you've got your different nostril. We're going to exhale then through the right nostril. So we're going to go inhale through the left, exhale through the right. Then we'll go inhale through the right, exhale through the left. Your inhale is going to be a count of four. Your exhale is going to be a count of eight. Let's try one together. Index finger and middle finger onto your forehead, thumb beside your right nostril, ring finger beside your left. When you're ready, close up your right nostril with your thumb. The left nostril stays open. Breathe in for a count of four, three, two, one. Good. Now switch. Ring finger comes down, thumb comes up, right nostril is open. Exhale for a count of eight. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Good. Now leave this nostril open. When you're ready, inhale for one, two, three, four. Thumb comes down, closes the right nostril, ring finger comes up. When you're ready, exhale for eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. Try the nose breathing for a few breaths and see how it feels. Maybe you like it, maybe you don't. The whole purpose behind mindful breathing is finding something that's easy to do, that you can think about a few times a day, that you can do from pretty much anywhere, and that you can practice throughout the day to make sure that you're really being intentional about taking in oxygen and releasing that carbon dioxide. I'm going to include a few other breath exercises in my blog post, so make sure you guys check that out. There'll be a little bit more in-depth instruction in there, as well as a little bit tougher challenges when it comes to breathing. All are doable. It's a matter of finding which one you like, and I would love to hear from all of you about some of your favorite breathing techniques that make you become more mindful and intentional about your breath. Thanks, guys.